This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
As a player, man, you know, I mean, everything that he does, even when maybe he makes a couple of mistakes, like you look up, he still had a decent day and helped us win a game. So, I mean, the kids, he's 21 years old. I don't think people realize that still. It feels like he's probably been in the league for 3 years already. But he's a heck of a player. We're very lucky to have him.
That's Tony Manzolino talking about Jackson Holliday, who even with two hits yesterday against the Red Sox, he's betting 160 for the month with an OPS of 505.
Look, they're a hard watch for a lot of reasons. Part
they're
of it
a
is
hate
they,
watch.
They can't run the bases. They play low IQ Mike Elias baseball. They are part of the Elias way. He killed the Oriole way. So the fundamentals suck. The defense sucks. They make outs at second and third base all the time. They do it routinely with, you know, less than two outs all the time. They come up to the majors not able to play their position. They acquire players who are heavy defensive liabilities and overpay them. There's all of that. And then there's also this clownish, ridiculous nature of optics matter. And when our glory boy 1-1 Adley Rutschman is one of the worst everyday hitters in all of Major League Baseball, we're just going to keep batting him third or fourth every day because we want you to not believe what you're saying, but believe where we drafted him, what we've said about him. There are no ramifications around here. We just keep serving them up and letting them do whatever the hell they want to do. Jackson Holliday hadn't gotten a hit all month. He's in an 0-for-17 slump. He gets in a 3-0 count. He's allowed to hack at the first thing he sees, and there's no repercussions. He's back in the lineup leading off the next day. All that leads to a team that sucks with run production. Since July 1st, the Orioles have had 26 games in which they've scored three runs or less. Only the Pittsburgh Pirates have done that more often. So the O's have played 46 games since July 1st. They've scored three runs or less in 26 of them, more than half. Since June 21st of last year, the Orioles have 106 games in which they've scored three runs or less. That is sixth most in baseball. So it's a problem. So, well, maybe if they played around with the lineup or tried some different things or, you know, got Dylan Beavers here weeks ago when he belonged here, they'd be better. And yeah, that's possibly all true. But let's drill down on the leadoff spot, because the JV bocce ball coach said we should remember how old Jackson is. Maybe they should remember how young Jackson is and act accordingly. The Orioles ranked 24th with 72 runs scored all season from the leadoff spot. They ranked 30th in Major League Baseball with a 284 on base from the leadoff spot. The league average is 335. The Orioles leadoff guys get on base 28% of the time for the year. Just how much of an abject failure is that? Well, consider that the average number 9 hitter in Major League Baseball has a 294 on base. And the Orioles leadoff hitters for the season, and we all know who that mostly is, have a 284 on base. 20 major league teams, 130 games into the season, 20 of 30 teams have number 9 hitters. The 9 hole gets on base more than the Orioles leadoff guy. But we've got a JV coach saying he should bat leadoff into perpetuity. Why? Orioles leadoff hitters have a 633 OPS. That's 30th in baseball. It's dead last. Jackson Holliday, since July 1st, has a 616 OPS with just three stolen bases and two caught stealings. Huh. What are we doing here? Like, when does the here and now matter? And at the same time, why does everybody who knows anything about baseball been telling you, me included, for over a month, they need to back off this kid, and they refuse to do it?
I'm glad you brought up what he did the other night with the 3-0 count, because I spent some time on this yesterday, and I came to the same conclusion that you did. There's no repercussions for anything in this clubhouse. Like, he was 3-0, he was batting 140 for the month, and he swings at a pitch and meekly grounds out the second. Like, Earl Weaver would have benched him before he got back to the dugout. Like, he wouldn't have gone back out for the rest of that game. And yet, it seems like there's no repercussions for anything. And as you said, he was back in the leadoff spot the next day. Like, at some point, if you're swinging 3-0, you better hit the ball hard somewhere. To meekly ground out on a 3-0 pitch when you've been scuffling is unacceptable.
Make this make sense to me. So this kid isn't walking. He's striking out a lot. Unlike Cedric, he can't steal bases. And when Cedric would go into slumps, they'd bat him 7th, 8th, or 9th. And you would say, okay, well, this kid does have 15 home runs, which he's got some slug in him. It all came early in the year, and I would say he's out of gas. But, like, Cedric hit more home runs than him. And they had no problem batting Cedric 7th, 8th, and 9th in what basically was a one-game season, right? Game one of a best-of-three series. Yet this kid, in games that don't matter anymore, who's clearly out of gas, they just keep running out there in the one hole when it's offering you nothing.
Well, but
Jason, and these games don't even matter, so why would you not just bat him 7th, 8th, or 9th where he belongs?
But you outlined it. They did the same thing with Adley a year ago. Like, this.
So
is,
what's going on here? Why should these people have their jobs? It's about optics and BS and Baseball America rankings, and we're trying to tell you our 1-1s or something that they're not, and that's fine. He's not supposed to be the complete deal right now, but, like, their product sucks. They can't score runs with any regularity, and they refuse to do things that we point out weeks and months ahead of time that might help them. Like, we can go back to June 21st of last year. The Baltimore Orioles are 18th in batting average, 21st in on base, they're 15th in OPS, and they're 25th in strikeout to walk rate. You don't think this has something to do with the fact that they kept running a number 4 hitter out there, was really a number 8 hitter, and now they're running a number 1 out there who's not even getting on base as much as most teams' number 9 hitters, and you're telling me that has nothing to do with it?
Oh, and they bet Ryan Mountcastle 4th every night.
What's going on here?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Make it make sense.
It a lot.
But there's people who want to say that Michael Elias should keep his job. And we all know this isn't Manzolino. This is Elias.
Yes, it's that I do want to make that part clear. Like, he should keep his mouth shut, but, like, these aren't his decisions. They're the people in the warehouse are making these calls.
And if you're telling me the cavalry's coming and they're already here, well, I'm just going to tell you, since July the 1st, right, when this team started getting younger, they've got a 302 on base as a team. That's 27th in baseball. They've got a 706 OPS. That's 21st in baseball. They're 28th in strikeout to walk rate.
Well, what happened to the quality of it? Like, Jackson Holliday's part of this, but it's a symptom of the entire team. Where are the quality at bats? I saw the other night the pitcher, I think it was Bayo, but it might have
Giolito with the four pitch inning.
It was Giolito, four pitch inning, and like Gunnar yesterday comes up with runner on base, hacking at the first pitch, pops out.
Well, again, there are no repercussions. There's no ramifications. There's no one holding him accountable in baseball operations at the highest level. The JV interim's not holding anybody accountable, and the clubhouse is. They've already told you we're not even a major league clubhouse. We don't have any veterans here. They don't give us what we need. They're forcing guys to try to pretend to be leaders who, frankly, aren't wired for it. So there's all that, but at least help them out with the lineup, like. What would be wrong with Jeremiah Jackson hitting like somewhere in the top three? Like, well, Gunner's the only one who hits for power. Gunner never hits with anybody on base because the leadoff spot's got a 284 on base, which is worse than 20 of 30 teams' number nine hitters are doing.
Jeremiah Jackson has been hitting second for a minute. But he's the only, and he's hitting. And I guess it was reported yesterday he's got a hole in his hand. So I don't know how that works, but like the rest of it. Jeremiah Jackson and Dylan Beavers are the only guys that seem to have quality at bats on this baseball team right now. And Gunner's going to run into some stuff, but there's a lot of times where he has poor at bats.
Well, he's pressing and the weight of the world's on his shoulders. Like, who's protecting him in this lineup?
Nobody.
It's a joke.
He's got Ryan Mountcastle batting behind him every night.
Who is still here because, I told you, he's going to play more than you think, and it doesn't matter if he stinks because he's making $8 million.
It's silly.
This is what we're stuck with, and there are people in this town who somehow think Mike Elias deserves year number eight.
It drives me crazy that we woke up and we're back in the rebuild. Like, Ryan Mountcastle, he should have been. We had Keith Law on the show, beginning of the year or before the season started, and he's like, why is Ryan Mountcastle still there? Like, how did you come into the season with Ryan Mountcastle and Ryan O'Hearn on this roster? And yet you look up and Ryan Mountcastle, who we said early in the season they should have DFA'd and then traded him for whatever, he's still here. And he's batting fourth. And he doesn't hit for power anymore.
Look. Larger sample size has exposed Jackson Holliday. Kobe Mayo is struck out
lost.
27 of his lost. Last 56 at-bats. Okay, so that's looking like Heston Kerstad-level sunk costs. Like, they've got to figure out something there, I
guess. The difference is he's still 20, what, 120? Like,
yeah, no, I hear you.
Yeah.
But, like, they need to try to find a way to salvage that. Like, if you're going to keep giving Jackson six plate appearances a night, he's going to keep getting undressed. So, I mean, we know what they care about. They don't really care about the player. They don't really care about winning. They don't really care about doing what's right. They care about doing what they think makes them look good to their boss. And if they keep telling them, we got the youngest, second youngest kid in baseball batting leadoff every night, boss, and that's good for us. And he's he's probably inclined to believe because he's not up for this. Like, there's no indication that he's holding anybody accountable. So the trickle-down lack of accountability goes all the way through the organization. Something's got to change, and it's got to be the general manager because the buck does stop with him, and he controls all of this. He's the one who set it up so that he had an ultimate puppet replacing the puppet he knew he was probably going to have to fire if this thing picked up where it left off last year. And it has. What's it going to take for them to do the right thing and have this kid bat 7th, 8th, and it's no blight on him. That's where kids with a 600 OPS the last 2 months hit. Yeah. That's the real world.
You move guys down.
That's baseball, man.
Yeah,
like, we can't keep selling your version of them that you sold to Baseball America, that you sold to the fan base, that you try to sell to the beat people and anybody who will listen. Like, that's what your calculator said. Your calculators are wrong again.
And by
the
way,
you need to change your lineup.
By the way, he can earn it back.
Sure.
But, like, drop him in the lineup. Take some pressure off the kid. Right? Take something off of him.
Should have happened 6 weeks ago.
Coming up next, the Orioles, they lost again to the Red Sox. Got swept in the four-game series. Lost 7-8 on the homestand. But what did we think of Cade Povich yesterday? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.